Message number 632. The false prophet has already planned how he will take over the ministries within the Catholic Church. Friday, December 7, 2012 at 06:45 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, as the time draws nearer for the false prophet to make himself known, preparations have been laid down by him and his cohorts to denounce these messages. Many false prophets are infiltrating my followers in every corner. This will cause not only confusion, but they will turn God's children away from me. As you continue to be rejected by factions within my church, they will defy me by declaring that other self-acclaimed prophets instead bring the truth to humanity. One of my sacred servants, who like Judas before him has betrayed me. He will be like a thorn in your side. As the crucifixion of my church commences in its last days, everything which happened during my passion will be replicated on earth now. Firstly, my holy word will be rejected. Then my last prophet will be betrayed in the presence of my holy Eucharist. You, my daughter, will be declared to be a fraud by one of these false prophets, who will do this in a Catholic church in front of my tabernacle. Their blasphemous words will be applauded by those enemies of God dressed in holy garments. During this time, many false prophets will make themselves known so that their voice drowns out mine. Then one amongst them will try to destroy you. The hand of my Father will strike down upon those who harm his prophets sent to prepare the world for my second coming. Sadly, many poor souls will be misled. It is not that they will reject you, my daughter, which is the problem. It is that they will prevent souls from being saved. I call on those of you who love me to listen carefully to the words of the false prophets. Watch how they will not be questioned by priests, how they will be promoted by them, and how they will be allowed to preach lies from the pulpits in my Father's house. These events will be widespread, and they will pave the way for the false prophet as foretold, who will come soon to claim his throne. The abomination which will be inflicted on the Catholic Church will then be compounded by the work of the Antichrist. This man, directed by Satan, will be seen to become a friend of Israel. Then he will appear to defend it with the support of Babylon, which is the European Union. All wars instigated deliberately in the Middle East will spread into Europe. The Antichrist will spread atheism behind the guise of the New World Religion, which will be headed up by the false prophet. My daughter, the secrets I have revealed to you as to the identity of the false prophet and other matters must not be revealed yet. Know this, however. The false prophet, who will profess to be a man of God, has already planned how he will take over the ministries within the Catholic Church. He and the Antichrist work already in unison in order to bring about desolation upon the world, which will result after the abomination in the Catholic Church has been fulfilled. My followers, you must not listen to those who try to stop your prayers. You must ask what man of God would prevent the recital of prayers, the recital of my Divine Mercy Chaplet, or the recital of the Holy Rosary? The answer is that any man who tries to stop you from praying, even though he dresses in the robes of a sacred servant, must not be trusted. These are dangerous times for my true prophets, who will always be rejected. This is how you will know who they are. Just as I was rejected, tormented, scourged, and belittled by the priests of my day, so also will my prophets suffer. Never reject the true prophets. Listen to the prayers they will bring to humanity as a gift from heaven. If they do not bring you prayers, then they have not been sent by me. If they are welcomed with open arms by priests, bishops, and other sacred servants publicly into their churches, they have not been sent by me. Know me. Know my prophets. They will suffer the same sufferings which I endured. They will be rejected by those in my church, my followers, and others who claim to speak in my name. Their lot will not be easy. Yet it is by their public rejection, the vicious slander spread about them, which they will have to endure, that you will recognize me. Go now and let not your hearts be deceived by liars. Your Jesus.